There was an enlightened woman called Mira. She said, "No, since you have taken my hand in protection, beloved, I have sought refuge in you. It is your duty to protect me. I know you are willing and competent enough to do that. The currents of the ocean of samsara are very strong. But you are my ship. You are my teacher. The support of the supportless. Without you, nothing happens. In eons after eons, you have given liberation to your devotees. Mira has sought refuge at your feet. Aum Shanti, Shanti, Shanti." The currents of the ocean of the ego, of samsara, of the world is very strong. How can I cross it? You are my ship. It's important to find a ship that knows where it's going. Without you, nothing happens. In eons after eons, you have given liberation to your devotees. No, since you have taken my hand in protection, beloved, I have sought refuge in you. It is your duty to protect me, she says. If it's clear that you have really sought refuge in the beloved, in the self, in the master, then no doubt, and then it's very easy. And you will always be protected. But if you are just wishy-washy, take my hand, leave the hand, run away, come back, then whose fault is this? The hand is always there. The currents of the ocean of samsara, the ego is very strong. It will easily take you away. You are my ship. No, if you are come to that ship, then you can relax and then nowhere to go. That is the meaning of surrender, of trust, of love. No, you don't ask, where is the ship going? No. No, you don't have ideas how you're going to run the ship. That is sannyas, but very few have that totality. But that's how simple it can be. Says Mira, no, since you have taken my hand in protection. I asked you, you have taken a beloved. I have sought refuge in you. Without you, nothing happens. In eons after eons, you have given liberation to your devotees. That's how existence always is. If that's what you want. Beloved Master, things are happening by themselves. Sometimes I find myself laughing or utterly silent, enjoying the isness. Now it came to a point where nothing is in my hands. Became an experience, something to be lived instead of just knowing it. That is a big difference. You can know that nothing is your hands. You can know about love, about trust. But when you get the experience, then it's a totally different thing. And then it's very difficult to talk about it. Because it will drown you. You will feel very happy, very silent. But then there is not much to say. More and more I'm allowing God, you, to enter my house. He does beautiful things for me. Yeah, this is amazing. If your door is open, if he comes in, he does amazing things. And all sadhanas, all work, is to prepare the house. And he will never come if you are arrogant, if you are fearful, if you are doubtful. Why should he visit then? If you are restless, he is very silent, very peaceful. So this is how you prepare it. You have to become more and more silent, more and more trusting, more and more receptive. He does beautiful things for me, and it's not even my house. I'm just the one who keeps the lights on. Thanks for showing me what is inexpressible and for keeping reminding me to open my eyes. All these overflowing energies I feel are at your feet, and mostly they go to creativity and joy, for serving love and sharing what is beautiful. Eternally yours in silent communion, love, Giri. That is the only thing to do. Serving love and sharing what is beautiful. Then you don't have any headache yourself. If you stay connected, if you are a servant of love, of truth, of beauty, if that is clear, that will keep you safe. Because no, you're occupied with something else than your mind, your ego, your separation. You also wrote me another letter, and you say you were happy to become more and more real and see things as they are. Yes. Because one thing is to float in thoughts, another thing is to integrate it into the material. And that's what is happening. No, you are happy because you're becoming more and more real. And you say you like to work with these things, and you have some practice from the computers, and you made some CD covers and things, and you got the feedback that I didn't like them much. And that is very good, because you are happy. It makes you more real. And that's how it should be. It shouldn't hurt. If somebody wants to learn, then they are happy to get truthful feedback then. Because they were a little bit straight, square. But as you become more flowing, they will become more flowing. And this you see. Then it's easy. When you are receptive, when you trust, then you can take any feedback, because you know it's for your own growth. Otherwise, the ego is always protective, on guard. Then it's very difficult to say anything, because you don't know if you get hurt. That is the meaning of becoming more and more real. Very good, Giri. Eternally yours in silent communion. Nothing is better for the master than that. If you can understand silent communion, if you can go beyond the words, then nothing much to say then. Beloved one, it's difficult to find words to share what I'm feeling right now, but in some way I feel that now is the time to share with you these feelings. So many times I almost gave up, I almost left, ran away from you, Babaji. The feeling of not belonging to this family, of being an outsider even here, was so strong. Almost everybody has this feeling of not belonging and being an outsider, because we have been outsiders for so long, outside ourselves. Everybody is used to being an outsider, not belonging, because you've been outside yourself. You have forgotten yourself, then you are outsider then. So many times I almost give up. But the most painful was when a deep doubt came up, and you, if you were my master, it was not that I didn't recognize your light, your beauty, your love. It was more a deep doubt from my heart saying, maybe he's not for you, or you are not for him. Maybe you have to find another master. Yes, the mind will try to run away from the love. Even if you see it, maybe it's not for me. Maybe you see the light, and even then, maybe it's not for me. Run away. The light is for everyone who wants light. This is how strong the mind is. Even if you see, you feel love, but maybe it's not for me. You see the light, but maybe it's not for me. Light is light. How can it not be for you? The light is one. Yes, the physical body, the masters, they come in many different shapes and colors and forms. But the light is the same. If you are so lucky to connect, don't run away. But this is how the mind is, doubt, and doubt will be there till the last moment, tormenting you. Run away, maybe somewhere. Even if you're seeing, this is the conflict between the head and the heart. If the mind is in charge, you will always be in doubt. As soon as you come back to the heart, everything is at peace. And in each retreat, I had to face these feelings again and again, in all ways that is possible. That is good. You have to go through it. But also together with this cooking, I always had moments of pure bliss, silence and love. And I guess that was what made me stay. You are used to being outsider, you are used to doubt, you are used to fear. it doesn't suddenly get changed. It will lurk around. That's how existence is testing you. Osho said, bliss is my only discipline. Bliss is my only discipline. How can he say that? Yes, because you don't get any bliss if your mind is there. You have to purify yourself. Prabhupada said again and again, you have to be humble, you have to be pure to be in satsang. Otherwise, nothing can be given to you. When you are purified, when you have gone through your doubts, your minds, when you are totally available, when you are devoted, then out of that surrender, out of that devotion, bliss happens. That's why bliss is my only discipline. Prepare yourself for bliss. And I guess that is what made me stay. But no, my love, a miracle is happening. I'm feeling so much love, joy, and relaxation. Each satsang, I just look at you and I melt in tears of gratitude and love. I look for each person of this family, and I feel the same love without choices or separation. I just want to kiss and hug everybody. What is this, beloved? What is happening? Who cares what is happening? Huh? This is the transformation that is happening. This is the alchemy. Know what you choose. Hmm? To suffer, to run away? Or do you think this is for you? Hmm? That you just want to kiss and hug everybody, and tears, melting in tears of gratitude and love. Huh? You still want to run away? That's why I say, be careful. No, nothing can take you away. 10 wild horses can take you away. But it's a very fine line between the mind and the heart, between doubt and consciousness, between fogginess and clarity. But this is needed because you will be more aware. If it comes back, you will be more aware, you will be stronger, you will be more dedicated. So all is good. But isn't it much nicer now? This is no, I can communicate with you. No, it's straight communication. Communion. My mind is still there trying like crazy to get me out of this. Of course. That's the worst for the mind, because there can only be one master there, either your heart or your mind. And the mind is used to be the master, so of course it's terrified. My mind is still there trying like crazy to get me out from this. In the silent moments in meditation, I see the mind all the time trying to get me lost. But in this very moment, I feel so strong the beauty of life, that how much incredible luck I have to be here and now with you, the most wonderful master in the world. With this family in this place, that in some divine way I am not being really contaminated from this mind, such a release. It is such a release. Because mind is such a burden. I'm happy because that is what I'm teaching you, love and compassion. You felt it. And I'm all for experiencing it, not reading about it, not thinking about it, not studying about it. This is a live teaching because it goes beyond any teaching. It is amazing how could I doubt about you being my master? Because you doubt about yourself. Then you doubt about everything. But who cares? No, we're back. Yes, Sujaya? Nowhere to run now. Just run deeper into now. And then the heart is very happy. No, you're home again now. No, it's a different level of communion. No, the mind is not there. No, it's more something deeper is happening. No, it can be more intimate, more real, more relaxed, much more fulfilling. That is what satsang is. When the mind is gone, everything else is just a preparation. If you don't run away, of course, in the meantime. Thank you so much for having kept me here. In a mysterious way, you have held my hand in the silence of the heart. I'm so grateful, so grateful. One time that I was just about leaving, I read, a disciple asked Osho, does the master leave the disciple before the disciple can betray the master? Osho answered, the unconscious disciple has no choice, either in choosing the master or leaving the master. How can the unconscious disciple choose or not choose? He's a slave of the mind. In some mysterious way, he comes even to meet the master. But you have no idea about the mystery and the depth of being a disciple, of how it is to be with the master. How can you? It's a process of more and more conscious, of more and more purified, of more and more clean, of more and more real, of more and more trust, of more and more love. So up to a moment, you can come, you can go. But it is a point of no return. And that is the day of great celebration, when you have seen these games of the mind. But no, you had enough. No, is no doubt. And there is not everybody this need to have it. But many people have this. I remember when I came to Osho, and Osho told me, you have traveled enough, no, stop, stay here, enjoy. Enjoy here with me. I said, okay. That was it. Thank you. Yes, I'm tired. It's very difficult for me to talk of my master because it's just too much love, too much bliss, I just disappear in him. He was my ship that took me across the ocean of samsara, of illusions of mine. That I didn't know then. But one thing is for sure, it was nothing in me that wanted to go away. That I never had. Why go out of this garden? How long are you going to run? What more can you find? No, I stayed, and I found. A disciple asked Osho, "Does the master leave the disciple before this disciple can betray the master?" Osho answered, "The unconscious disciple has no choice, either in choosing the master or leaving the master. It is only the conscious master who chooses the disciple, and if he feels that is not the right time for the disciple, he drops him. But he drops him in such a grace, in such a way, that the disciple always thinks that he has dropped the master." That is mastership. That is mastership. Then the master is free. The disciple think he dropped. How could you drop? You are unconscious coming, you are unconscious going. In your dreams you can think you dropped, you have found. No, nothing. The Sufi says to be dropped from the grace of the master is to fall from a 7-story building. That was the highest building they had in those days. That means death. It means certain death. To fall from the grace of the master. That means no, again, the ego will eat you. That's what they mean. It means certain death. Thank you, my master, for not having dropped me. For now, I just want to stay in this love, in this clarity, and drown more and more. This is the paradox. It is the clarity and still the drunkenness. The drunkenness I'm talking about is full of clarity. It's a total conscious drunkenness. It's the meeting of the opposites. It's beyond duality. As soon as the mind is gone, no problem. You understand everything that it is to understand. And when you understand, there is clarity. In this love, this clarity, and drawn more and more, I also want to thank my beloved Jayadev that always with his love for you and for me, his trust and happiness has held my hands and helped me to stay. In deep gratitude, your Sujaya. Rumi says, "Beloved, you are my salvation, my only companion, my retreat and guide. But you are also the one who breaks my heart. That has to break first. But afterwards, if you don't run away, you understand. Because now a new heart comes. The real heart comes. The pure heart comes. Understanding comes. Love comes. In a totally new way. You are my salvation, my only companion, my retreat and guide. But you are also the one who breaks my heart. You are my Noah, my soul, the conqueror and the conqueror. Open my heart and sweep it clean from all my secrets. You are graced and enveloped in light, kindness and wrath. A drop and the vast ocean. How long will you torment me, my son, my flicker of hope? Do not let me die of thirst, for you are the water and the cup. You are my pen and my cure. Release me from the web of ego and mine, and please keep my heart by your side. That is for the lovers. And only lovers understand love. The mind doesn't understand love. The mind understands separation. It doesn't understand intimacy, trust. Papaji said there is no path to walk, no way to go, and then it finishes, takes only one blink of a second and then finished. But it seems to take a thousand of blinks, and even then, you talk about steps to make. I feel related to both ways. If there are different ways in the first place, what to do, what to say, you're shaking mukti. But no, shaking mukti has become relaxed mukti now. And that's much nicer because now I can talk to you. That's why I'm telling you this. But this is very important. Papaji said there is no path to walk, no way to go. And then it takes only one blink of a second and then finished. But it seems to take a thousand blinks and even then you talk about steps to make. Yes, it takes only 1 second and then finished. but maybe millions of seconds before. This is the thing. And that is the thing also with Papaji. Papaji was just hammering this simple truth all the time. And people came there who didn't have much experience, and they just got confused. And then suddenly think they were enlightened. He doesn't know that for 60 years he was doing everything. He was a total devotee. He was praying and dancing and even dressing like Krishna. And when he went to his master, to Ramana, he didn't want to go. He did not want to leave him. But it takes only a blink, split second. But when that split second happens, nobody knows. So this seems sometimes like a paradox. And he said always, there is nothing to do, just be quiet. But to be quiet, you have to be very evolved. I know both sides, and I know how deep that misunderstanding can go. So I say, do everything, and then one day you maybe will be quiet. The then is easy. Then just sit there. How can you sit quiet when you are tormented? How can you sit quiet if you're confused? If you have so many snakes in your belly? Impossible to sit quiet. Impossible. And Papaji knows that. But he tried this, and he even said, it didn't work. When I came to him, he worked very strong with people to try help them to get it. And many people did get it, but it went away. They weren't ready to receive it. And later on he said, I stopped with this. It didn't work. But then you had many people, including myself, who had been with Osho for 14 years before that, who just came by, because it was an old connection there. And he received me like his son. I was wondering, how can I connect with him? It was a totally different scene than around Osho. So much devotion, so much bhakti. And I said, so much Hindu bindu. And I said, what is this? And I'm not even looking for a master. But I had gone through that purification. I even had it, but I wasn't aware of it. And then he told me, do you know where I live? No, come with me. I was wondering how to connect with him. And he took me straight home the first day. And made some things clear. And he was very happy. So young, so healthy, and you got it. But I had done the preparation, and many people came that had done a lot. And that's why he was successful sometimes. I didn't come there and then start working on myself. I came there ready cooked. And he was so happy. And he took care of me like his child. And feeding me mangoes like I was a baby. And we were just sitting there giggling and dripping mango all over the place. And his caretakers was, what are they going to do with these guys? We stripped mangoes all over the carpets and everything, just laughing. And rolling around on the couch. It was very easy. He was very happy. You talk about steps to make. Yes, there is steps to make. And there is a time where there is no steps to take. But take steps till there's no more steps to make. I feel related to both ways. Yes, because both ways are real. If there are different ways in the first place, no, there is not. There has always been confusion with that. Because there is no steps to take, but there is many steps to take before there is no steps to take. It's a paradox. And there is nothing to find out, but there is many things to find out before you find out there is nothing to find out. And there is no work to do, but there's a lot of work to do before there is no work to do. It's not so easy. And here I provided for everything. You just have to be truthful to yourself. If people just want to sit, and there is people like that who is ready. There is nothing more to do. They can just sit. And everything in between. And there is those that needs to do everything. Because things are coming up. And it needs to get out. And all this is just to emptying all this garbage, all these snakes, all this fear, all this confusion that you have. I could never receive that. He would never invite me home if I was full of snakes. No way. No way. I didn't know what to say. I was not even looking. I had my master. My master cooked me well. And then Papaji, he was a true guru, my true papa, he took care of me. Who is this man? Who's coming? That innocent man, come with me. Then it only took a blink. And when it that's ultimate blink, then that blink never goes away either. You're also saying something else that I have to say, because searching for the place beyond all these experiences, beyond the bliss attack, what is beyond the bliss attack? Beyond the fear attack, beyond the knowledge I have gathered. Yes. Beyond the knowledge you have gathered, beyond the fear attacks, but beyond the bliss attack. The bliss I'm talking about is not something cheap. It's something, it's the flowering of your consciousness. As consciousness grows, so does bliss. They grow together. Is balance, is the two wings of the bird, bliss and consciousness. Beyond that, who cares where that bird flies? Who cares where that bird flies with one wing of consciousness and one wing of bliss? Huh? Should we fly to the right or to the left? Who cares? Beyond that, it's not just a happiness. Listen, this is... No, have to talk a bit about Papaji now also. Oh my God. It's difficult to talk about this. When you talk about your beloved, you just want to cry, no? One seeker come and say, I experience Sat and Chit, but not Ananda. Sat, Chit, Ananda, that is another name of God. Sat. Truth, Chit, consciousness and ananda is bliss. And is sat chit ananda. Ananda is the last, is the highest. Sat chit ananda. Truth, consciousness, bliss. Sat chit ananda. That's how they say in the ancient India. And still. Then Papaji say, actually, it is Satyam Anandam Brahman. Truth is bliss. The bliss, this bliss is very rare. Experiencing truth will not give you bliss. Meditate on it. Experiencing truth will not give you bliss. That I don't talk much about truth. I talk about the heart. The heart is juicy. Truth can be very dry. It can still become mental. I know the truth. Be afraid of this. When you know the truth, it's very difficult to speak about it. But expression of truth or the truth I know is delicious, is bliss. Actually, says Papaji, it is Satyam Anandam Brahman. Truth is bliss. The bliss is very rare. Experiencing truth will not give you bliss. Bliss is not from understanding, but from devotion. Bliss is not from understanding, but from devotion. No, you have the truth. No, you devote that truth, that understanding, to your beloved, to your guru, to your own self. Then it becomes bliss. It's this transformation, this alchemy of devotion. Otherwise, truth can be very dry. Bliss is totally different. Bliss is the blessing of the guru to one who serves him. Bliss is the blessing of the guru to one who serves him. This is my papa that's saying this. I don't know about this. I'm just telling this is what he said. Bliss. Bliss is the blessing of the guru to one who serves him. And who serves the guru? An innocent heart. One who has stopped serving all the others. Who serves only the guru, the purity of the heart. That is devotion. Then bliss is the blessing of the guru who wants to serve the heart, to serve him. Very beautiful said, bliss is the blessing of the guru to one who serves him. Otherwise, the guru cannot give it. He has it, but you have to be available. That's why they still is praising all these gods and Hanuman, because he is a servant. And then his master, his guru, is blessing him. Then he gets very strong. He can do amazing things. He has no doubt. Use me, he says. I'm available. Then he's blissful. Then the seeker says, I want to be free and blissful permanently. This is how these arrogant seekers and disciples are. I want to be blissful permanently. Papaji, you say I can be enlightened now. Give it to me. Then Papaji said, then you must give your separation away and you must fall in love. You must fall in love with the Guru, your heart. Slowly, slowly go near him. Slowly, slowly go near him, because you will be afraid. And you can't go close enough anyway if there is fear. That's why maybe you need a little time. You're not ready to come running because you still have doubts, you still have fear. Slowly, slowly go near him and he will suddenly jump up to receive you. If you're so lucky to come close, he will jump up to receive you. But even then, there are some fools, they get scared. He jumps up to receive you and they run away. Ooh, I got scared. Once you are with him, don't go back. Which means don't remember the past. Just keep looking at him and he will return your look. What could be the taste of this union? What could be the taste of this union? Bliss. It is. Bliss, I say, it is. That is not for everyone, not everybody. This is very rare, this is happening. Very rare. It's not cheap. Papaji told me, no, you will marry someone that will never divorce you. No, you marry someone, you never divorce you. Yes? We'll always be together. No, we are always together. Father like son. Papaji say, unless you serve the teacher, moksha, enlightenment, liberation, or anything else is of no use. The reward that the teacher, the true guru, will give you cannot be weighed on any balance. The seeker say, my mind is so busy. So, it's good to keep your mind busy, but busy with the guru. At least focus on something that can help you. Keep your mind always busy in the service of the guru. Find out how you can devote your mind and your physical activities to the Sadguru 24 hours a day. Then there is no chance any thoughts disturbing you. And let your mind run to the lotus feet of the teacher, of the true guru. Unless you serve the Guru, moksha, enlightenment, liberation, or anything else is of no use. The reward that the teacher will give you cannot be weighed on any balance. That's what I started with. I said, Osho said, blissfulness is my only discipline. Because it's not cheap. This bliss that Osho, that Papaji talks about, is not cheap. Only when you have found, only when you have surrendered, only when you are totally clean and clear who you belong to and you are in service of that, then the outcome is bliss. No, it's not in your hands. No, you are totally clear. That is very seldom. Somebody is so happy to find that. This is how it is now. Many new satsang teachers, many satsang teachers also, they're just half cooked, they run around. They're saying, and then they say, no, nothing to do. Yeah, what thing, nothing to do? You're just going to sit there with your snake pits and your fear and your traumas and your whole mind and think that you're enlightened? There is a time for action, there is a time for no action. There is a time for steps, and there is a time for no steps. And the mind will always be lazy and not ready to walk. What does the mind, what does the ego want to know? That there is nothing to do. Just relax, everything is fine. I don't need anything. I don't need a guru. I don't need a master. But remember what Ramana said. Self, guru, God is the same. Who are you going to choose? I don't need God. I don't need myself. I don't need the guru. Okay, good luck. Take your pick. Jai Bhagavan, Jai Osho, Jai Papaji, Jai Ramana, Om Namah Shiva, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.